Yeah, and hi, hey, and Aleph. We're up to the Gemara of Tashema, which is about halfway down the Amud, smack in the middle of the line. The line starts, the line ends, the Bai. It's about smack in the middle of the Amud. Tashema. The Bai Minei Shmumer Avuna. Shmum Est Avuna Shaila. Now, just to give you a little bit of a background, Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav, Shmuel was a contemporary of Rav. When Rav died, Rav Huna took over Rav's yeshiva. Rav Yehuda, who was a contemporary of Rav Huna, moved over to Shmuel's yeshiva and became a Talmud of Shmuel. So Rav Huna was not necessarily exactly the generation of Shmuel in the sense that Shmuel was a contemporary of his Rebbe, but Shmuel had tremendous respect for Rav Huna, and this is a case that we find that Shmuel asked Rav Huna a shaila, even though Rav Huna probably was younger than him, was a Talmud of his contemporary, even though Rav was bigger than Shmuel, but he asked him a shaila. Shnayim Sheviu Get Medinas Hayam. Two people that were both Shluchim brought a get from Medinas Hayam. Tzichin Sheyim B'Pereinu Nechtam B'Pereinu Nechtam, or Ein Tzichin Lev. Do they have to say B'Pereinu Nechtam or not? Basically, seemingly asking the question, is there a problem of Lishma? Because if there's no problem of Lishma, then it's Eidim Mitzuyin Lekaimai, and we said on that Beis and Beis that according to Rabbah, you would not need to say B'Panei Nechtam, B'Panei Nechtam. So he's asking him, basically, is there a reason for them to say B'Panei Nechtam, B'Panei Nechtam?
Could your Rabbah need that? It's just one place, that's why you don't?
We have two Eidim. You have two Shluchim that brought it. Two Shluchim. Amalei Ein Tzrichin. Why? They can just say, we know she's divorced. They don't have to say, they don't have to give a get. Theoretically, if two Eidim wanted to lie, they could come and say, Reuven divorced his wife, Rachel. They don't have to give us the get. And since they have that option, therefore, they are believed to bring this get, and we're not chashish that there's a forgery. Now, the way that Chayim explain it is, really, they're Mitzuyin Lekaimai. That's what Rashi said on Beis and Beis. That the reason two Edom are believed when two Shluchim come is because they could validate the get for us if they wanted to right away. But the reason we say Ma'ilu Yomru is because they are, in a certain way, considered Balei Dinim. Because they're the ones that are bringing the get. If anybody forged it, it would be them. Or at least it's a chash that they forged it. And the answer is, if they want to pass a woman up, there's so many other ways they could do it. They could say, we saw her getting divorced, we saw him giving it to her agent. There's so many ways that they could permit her to get married if they wanted to. So therefore, we trust them that they're bringing the get, and since they can be mekayim the signatures, there's no problem. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shnayim Shevi'u get, Shnayim Shluchim, Mario Yav, Chlimim Ratzoy, and Imer Manu Midim Shigursha. They could just say, we know he divorced him, and us get, or the Shluchim get. They don't even have the paper in. They could just say she's divorced, and two Edom are believed. So therefore, the fact that they can be Mekayim the signatures, Rashi said on Beis and Beis, makes it, according to Rav, as not a chash. Maybe they forged it. The answer is, because they're Shluchim, maybe the answer is, if they wanted to lie, they could lie 50 different ways. And therefore, we trust them that the husband gave them the get, and they Mekayim the signatures. So they take care of a fear that anybody else forged it. Right? There's a bunch of people that could have forged it. The answer is, the fact that they're testifying and validating the signatures means it wasn't forged, unless they forged it. So the fact that they could say she was divorced in front of us is enough to let them be believed to say that these are the signatures.
How's it come to Mahar is the thrown away?
Yes, the two Edom.
Whatever happened, Shalot Tachos and Shalot.
We're bringing it right to Rabbah. Rabbah never said a word to the Tachlis B'Shlichus. I'm sorry? What? No, that's going on the Gemara before the Tachlis B'Shlichus. This is going on the case of Cheresh. We didn't get there yet. The Gemara's going to get there. We're not up today. He's jumping the gun. I'm not going to tell him he's Mechavah to the Gemara later on. We haven't even got We haven't gotten to that discussion yet. We reveal the secrets right away. Dante Gemara, Bishlap, Larava Nicha, Larava Kasha. What happened to Lishma? Dante Gemara, Chabimayaskin, Lacha Shalomto. Again, remember we said that once they learned Lishma, it's not a real chash? Frank the Gemara, Yogi Chadnami. So why do we make any Shliach say it? Just be Mekayim to get. Why are we making a Shliach say before an Echtam, before an Echtam, according to Rabba? Dr. Gemara, Gzeira, Shema Yachzeh Dover, Likokuloi. This is a repeat of the Gemara. The Gemara, if things might revert. Frank the Gemara, Yogi Beitre Nami. So if you're afraid they'll revert, Abraham Kohn's Kasha. Why don't we make it Shema Yachzeh Dover, Likokuloi. Let the two Edom have to say, the two Shluchim have to say, Bufana Nechtam. And for the Gemara, betray the Maisi Gita Milsid Lashicha, the Milsid Lashicha Lagos of a Rabbana. It's infrequent that two people bring a get. There's no necessity for two messengers. Why have two messengers? Therefore, that's the exception to the rule, and they're not included in the Gzeira, Shema Yamzer Adava Lagokuloi. You're looking at me very askance.
Really, back in the day, traveling was dangerous. It was not uncommon for shluchim to go together.
You don't need two shluchim. You need one shluch and an accompanying police officer. Not two shluchim. Rashi, the rabbi kasha, the amik kimaisi beitrei shluchim leimar. Yehaki delamdu chadnami kimaisi lechadnami leilitzruchu. If it's mekuyim, rabbi seemed to say you need it. Zok de gemara. I too, it's a milsin l'ashicha. So now the Gemara goes through the same thing it went through in yesterday's Gemara. Hari ishad l'ashicha. It's infrequent for a woman to be a shliach on her own get, and we explained that yesterday, that the husband told her to go to Bethan and hand Bethan the get, and that divorced her. We required b'vara nechtam. What happened? It's l'ashicha. Zog de Gemara, Shloi Tachlik Mishlichas. We don't want to make Shluchim different. Two is in kind of Shlichas. A woman and a man is not enough difference to make a difference. When we said every Shlich has to say Bevanenechtem, we want it to be consistent. I by two, two is not considered the regular. It's out of the ordinary. And therefore, that was not included.
Why
is
a woman?
Because a woman is a Shlich. She's a shliach like you're a shliach, like I'm a shliach, like Corey is a shliach. Yes, it's not shlicha that she should be a shliach, but she fits under the heading of a shliach. Two is two shluchim. It's a different category. What? Right, right. Rashi. No Rashi. There's no Rashi in this Gemara. Frek the Gemara, Yehaki Baal Nami. So when the Baal brings the get, why don't we make him say it? Right. Same Gemara we had yesterday. Right? Why aren't you afraid that there's a problem of Lishma? Dr. Gemara, who asked my the whole reason was a fear that the husband might come and puzzle it. The chances that he's going to come and say something are remote because it's really not a chashash. Remember, we said right, Bekime. And therefore, the fact that he's bringing the get removes the probability that he's going to come and say Shalai L'Shema. It makes it very remote, and therefore we're not worried about it. Tashma. Again, we're trying to ask a question on Rabba, which is what we've been doing the last Amen. And we came up, by the way, over the last 2 days, we changed Rabba drastically. First of all, we said he agrees to Rabba. And second of all, we said that he agrees that at one point it became less of a chashash. It only became Shema Yachzer Adava L'Kukuloi. And therefore, had exceptions to the rule because they weren't included in that Gzeira of Shema Yachzer Adava L'Kukuloi. So, Rabba has been changed over the last 2 days. Tashma.
What does that mean, Shema Yachzer?
It might refer to the bad that they don't know the Shema again. Tashma.
We start ask you questions.
Oh, so by the way, according to the Matzkana so far here now, we just removed another difference between Rabba and Rabba. Two people to bring a get, Rabba would agree today don't have to say before an Ektum, before an Ektum. Because there's no Kshash Lushma really, it's only Shemayag and Dabba Likakula, and two is Lashkiach, so they weren't included. So at the end of the day, we're left with one difference. We started off with three, we removed one, and now we removed the second one.
Who's left?
Aysa Medina Medina Sayam. Now, Tysus points out that the Gemara could say another difference between Rabba and Rabba, and that's a get that's brought by one person that's validated already. One person brought it, a validated get. Like somebody asked yesterday, I think it was Dr. Harris, why don't we, Eitan? Somebody else? Let's validate it where it's written. Maybe it was Mish for an instant. I forgot already, whoever it was asked. Right? And the answer is, we said, Ye'en Echadami, according to Rabba. According to Rabbi, it would still need before the next one, because by one Shliach, we have the fear of Shemayag Zadav Elikakuloi. That maybe things will revert back to the way they were.
So we keep pounding at one Amora.
Yeah, pound away.
Does that warm? I think, don't we have that somewhere that it says we keep doing it is because we want to. Which way does it go?
That's true.
It's more of a raya that Rava's right, or we want to prove that Rava's right.
That's the way to think about it. I'm amazed a little bit more.
You think that?
Really? Not really, but yes. Yes and no. No and yes. Tashma. Hamei v'get memdina sayam, v'nasna lava layam v'la b'vananechtem. Problem. A shliach came, gave the woman a get, did not say b'vananechtem. Big problem. Didn't say it. What do we do? So the Mishnah says, the Brisa, in the sky I get Mishkosam of Kasher. You have to validate the get before she gets married. If she gets married with this get, we break up the marriage. Which her mayor, the kids are Mamzerim. But if she validates the get, that'll be fine and she can get married. Mimlav, puzzle. Have a hutzuch alayma b'fananechtem l'hachmer alav, alalahakalalav. Is b'fananechtem is not really a chumrah, because you can validate it and accept the same thing. It's a kula that you don't have to validate it. One is enough. That's what the Braisa says. Meaning we have another option besides b'fananechtem, and that is validate the get. We offer b'fananechtem, because it's easier to do that than to validate a get in another country. So it's really a kula, not a chumrah. Because if it's not b'fananechtem, we go to option B, validate the get. Now, according to Rabba, what happened to Lishma? It's one shliach, bringing a get memdina sayam. We validated it, but no Lishma. We have no testimony on Lishma. So Bishlam of the Rabba Nika, the Rabba Kasha. And here we got a problem. It's one shliach. One shliach. They kachlik b'shlichus. One shliach has to say it shemayam zar davalik akulay. So what's Rabbi going to do here? Zok to Gemara, aga maizkin alaka shalakdu. Lishma has no issue. Didn't you say there's a problem anyway? It might revert the way we require it. So the Gemara says a big Kiddush, Kishanissus. She got married. We won't break a marriage up because the Shemayag Zardava Lugukuloi. That means the requirement of saying Lishma is a requirement. But if the woman went ahead and got married without the Lishma testimony, in the days when Lishma was a real fear, so Enochinami, we broke up the marriage. Once it became a fear of Shemayam Zadav Likukuloi, we don't break a marriage up because of that. We take our chances. Because the bottom line is, people know Lishma. It's a fear that things might revert to the old way. For that, we don't break up a marriage. A new Yisrael and Rabba. I mean, in the olden days where Lishma was more of a problem, Enochinami, if she got married without B'fananechtem, bam. once, it's not a problem anymore. It's only a fear that things might revert to the old way. If she already got married, we don't break up the marriage, even according to Rabbah. Zakrachi have a lehutzuchu, claimer, and more ma'ata, you can say now, it's not a chumrah that when it's mekuyim we should need it. The funanectum is a cooler that we don't need to aid him. We don't break up a marriage because of that gzera.
So the Shemitah only can say the Shtigl Torah after it's not a fear anymore. We never had it before.
We're changing the world.
Everything that we had, we're like redefining everything.
I told you last week that next week we're going to do a lot of changes.
It's called tweeting.
Right, it's a process. That's why we're on that page. We're almost finished with this restructuring. Pretty much finished.
Before they got to the London part, the children were considered Montreal.
According to a mayor.
According to a mayor, if they found out later that everything was done this small, did it take them out of that?
No.
They remained.
And say, Takana, we'll see more on the other page. The Bafanenektim has to be done at the time of the Sinus again. We're going to talk about that more on the Amid Beis. One of the difficulties of teaching this when I taught 8th grade, I learned to get in 1 year, is that the Sugya Bafanenektim goes from that Beis to that Tes, or Ches, and then starts again in the second pairing with Tublat. So, like, it's not like one big sugya. If you're not awake in that base, you can't wake up in that pay. It's not like a new beginning. You were still talking the same upon an ectum, upon an ectum that we were talking 2.5 lot ago. Again, I'm just saying what the issue can be.
If I was the principal, I would say, don't learn it. Because you're at a commission beginning, you get it back.
He's agreeing with me. That's very good. Fact the Gemara. Ihachi, havelei hutzuchu leimah b'vanenechta b'vanenechmu l'hachmar leim, el l'hachal leim, shim denisasu. So don't tell me that b'vanenechta is a cool-up. That's not the reason we're not breaking up the marriage. Right? You're saying Kiyam is good enough because b'vanenechta is a cool-up. No, the reason you're not breaking up the marriage is because she got married already. Had she not gotten married, I wouldn't have relied on Tuedim. So it is a Chumrah. You're telling me before I next was a Kula. You don't need Tuedim. Before I next is enough. If you don't have before I next up, it can be done by Tuedim. That's not the shot. If she didn't get married, we wouldn't allow her to get married with Tuedim. It's not a Kula, it's a Chumrah. The reason we're not breaking it up is because she got married already. Not because it's a kula. Again, the Brisa says, if b'fanenechta was not said, get two edim to validate it. Because b'fanenechta is a kula, but you don't need two edim, you can get away b'fanenechta. That makes sense in Rava. Two edim do exactly what b'fanenechta did, and two edim is as good or better than b'fanenechta, so if two edim come in and validate it, we're good to go. But in Rabbah we said, no, we're not good to go. Even with Tuleta, we're not good to go. If she weren't married yet, we wouldn't let her get married. That means before the next one was not a kula, it's a Qumrah. Tuleta aren't enough. We need more than Tuleta. So why did the Brisa say, the Lashon HaBrisa is, you see from the fact that Tuleta is good, that before the next one is a kula. That's not the reason we're being Meku. We're being Meku because she got married. Not because there's no need of a funenechtav. It's a language issue. The language of the Brisa is from the fact that two Adam can do what the funenechtav did, is a riot that the funenechtav is a kula. According to Rabba, that is not 100% true.
Rabba,
if you have two Adam's blood, because of Lashma. Or Yamsar Tavaluk Kulai. The only reason it works is that she got married. So we're not going to break the marriage up.
She gets her food from the first husband.
Yeah.
In other words, because she got married, is everything hunky dory?
That was a good get.
It was a good get.
Okay.
Without the Gemara, how can you cover? You're right. The Brisa means this. The Brisa is saying, why are we lying into Eda? Why don't we break the marriage up because there's no Lishma? The answer is, meaning, the original part was that she just shouldn't need Edom. Enochinami, this cool is only if she got married. But the bottom line is, we didn't require Edom. The Fananechta was enough. So on the basic concern of Kiyum, the finding nectar was a kula. You're right. If she didn't get married yet, we wouldn't rely on the Edom. All the Brice is trying to tell me is Edom take care of the major problem. And the finding nectar is a kula in the major problem. In the minor problem, it's still going to be a problem of Shemiyah says have a look at kula. The Brice is just saying that in the major problem of Kiyum, what? Kiyum again. We need to validate it. And Edom between the Kaimai.
Are we talking about...
Minor problem is Shema Yagzah Dava Lekukulai.
Are we talking about the Shema or not the Shema?
Again, it's Akar Shalomtu. So the Shema is not really a concern. It's a concern, maybe things will revert to the way they were. Zak Tegemar, Zak Trashi.
The Trashi?
B'shum the Nisus, B'shum the Nisus, B'shum the Nisus, B'shum the Kayim, even though it's validated, Hainu Chumra. Haki Kamar. Oilam Benisus Kamar Lamabkinullah. We're sticking to the Bishan. Haki Kamar. Avalu Hutsukhullah, upon a Nechtim Lahachmer Lolo, Itziyaka Shanisus. We're not going to break up the marriage because the Loitamer Lahachmer Lolo, Itziyah. Don't think that we're going to break up the marriage. Allahakulullah, Mithilish Lituzaki Laydim. It's a kula that we don't need to validate it. You're right. Before she got married, it's also a Chumra. But if we got married, we won't use that chumrah to break up the marriage. Correct. Is enough to prevent her from getting married. That's a chumrah. Back to Gemara. Time am I. Why don't we break up the marriage? Why is Shemi Yagzah Dava L'Kekulai not enough of a thing to break it up? Dr. Gemar, because time am I, the whole reason of Lishma was Dilma Asi Ba'al Ma'aru Pasalai, right? Even Lishma was not the greatest concern, right? We said most people know Lishma. It was only the husband might come and tie them. Hash the Ba'al L'Kamara Anam Nekim V'Narala. Now the husband's not going to come. Because the mice, everybody knows Lishma. It's a fear of Yagzah Dava L'Kekulai. The fear of anybody coming in tiny Shalei Lishma is not existent anymore. When in the days that there was a fear of Lishma, so then we had to keep back of our mind, we better take care of that problem. The husband might come 6 weeks from now and say it was not a good get. So we said, listen, with Abba Fadadah Nechdom, nothing we can do. Even if you get married, we can't let you stay married. But now we're talking about they know Lishma. But nobody's going to come and say Lishma Lishma because we throw them out of bed. It's Lachar Shalomtu. Heritage is a fear. Nothing's going to happen in actuality. There's nobody going to come and claim Shalei Lishma. It's Lachar Shalomtu.
What does the Kilko mean?
Maybe things will forget, people will forget Lishma. And to reinstitute something is much harder than to maintain it.
You're in part of that kukula?
The kukula will be that people won't know Lishma. And therefore will create a problem. But at this point, there is no problem. The husband can come, spit wooden nickels. We wouldn't believe him at Shalai Lishma because everybody knows the law of Lishma.
That's what Hashta
Baal will come out of me. Zakrashi. Time am I, Dumas Baal the time am I, my abundant by the name of Dumas Baal Mar. Unless you can come, this is what you not say. Ava Hashta, the list is a my livka. Akati Layas Baal Mar, Akan Anan Nakim Benar. Now, the way I translated it is, why create a problem when there's no problem on the horizon?
Right. In other words, is that what it says?
it might say differently. You could learn that the Gemara is saying if the husband comes, it would create a slight problem. But since it's Aga Shalomdu, the chances of him coming are so remote. So why are we making it?
Like the Takana needs two requirements. It needs that they don't know the Shema and the Baal comes to be Ma'arer.
Correct.
And here now, so now we're going to take his place to be Ma'arer.
Now, and that's not true. The Takana does not need two things. Before Lamdu, we were Ma'arer.
We were Ma'arer?
Yes.
Because of the fear of the Baal might
need. Yes, because of the fear.
That was the only fear?
Yes.
But now it's after Shalomdu, only Kukulo, and then the Baal's not coming to be Ma'arer here.
Before was a Lashon.
Maybe he's also going to be Mekabel Lishma. He doesn't know. He'll say, I found it in the garbage.
We won't believe him. Everybody knows Lishma. You just don't have a get. That's not Lishma. Nobody's accusing the husband of wanting to mess his wife up.
What does Kilkul mean?
That people will forget the halach of Lishma.
So this husband might forget.
If everybody knows it, it's not one person forgets.
Everybody knows means not that the woman knows, it means whoever made the
again, people the involved in getting know the halacha. Does everybody know they can't cook on Shabbos? There's certain things that people know.
The woman doesn't have to know about it. Whoever signed the, whoever put the guest.
Whoever sent the guest.
The woman brought the
guest. I don't care who brought it. Whoever sent the guest knows how long.
We had the Kabi Yade. We had the lesson Kabi Yade before. After the Kabi Yade, we were in Kabarle.
Right.
Now we don't really say those words. So.
No, because it's not the husband bringing the guest. It's the shliach bringing the guest. That was when the husband brought the guest. He's bringing it.
We're not worried the husband might be messing up his wife. But that, we were worried about
no, we're not.
We never worried about that?
No.
Rebbe never said that. That was a worry that maybe he wants to mess up his wife.
We're not questioning that a husband being messing up his wife, the Mason.
What's before Shalom? What was the...
husband might come in and say, I didn't know Lishma.
And then nobody knew Lishma.
Not Noban. It was a minority. It was always a minority.
Yes, but the Shalom do. Now, the Baal's not going to come.
And even if he does, it's a less, he stands on less solid ground. He has very little to put.
Believed?
What?
That he's not believed?
Why would he be believed? Everybody knows Lishma. Somebody came in and said, I thought it was Mutter to cook on Shabbos. You look at him and laugh. Nobody thinks it's Mutter to cook on Shabbos. From person.
The percentages went down. No one knows.
Laka Shalomdu means it's out of the kshash. It's so remote that it's not on our horizon.
So if he says it, we're not going to believe him.
Correct. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says he's not even coming. Why should we get involved? Why should we worry about something that won't happen?
In other words, funny enough, Tom, is to prevent that. And now,
again,
to prevent
before
that.
Lamdu, the Farai Nechta was to prevent that. After Lamdu, it's not necessary to prevent that.
Because it doesn't make sense to prevent it. Because
there's no problem to prevent.
Why are we getting involved?
Zok the Gemara Vayter. The Plukta, the Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. This is the Machlokes, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Chad Amr L'Vishen Biki in Lishma, one held like Rabba, the Chad Amr L'Vishen Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimai, and one held like Rabba. The Sayyim, Zok the Rashi, I forgot to say one little Rashi, Yibai Seymah L'Gashinon, Rashi says, we're not going to use the words Yibai Seymah, L'Gashinon L'Hokal L'Hokal time of March, one answer. The Pluktuk Yehach Plukta, the Rabba V'Rabba, Efligu Gnami Amaroi Kamoi. Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Yechon had lived well before Rabba and Rabba. And they had that argument in Eretz Yisrael. Rabba and Rabba had the argument in Bavel.
So why are we putting, why are we giving Rabba and Rabba all the credit? If Bob is Rosh Hashiva, and I tell him about the focus of who are the Mandi Amorim? They're going to say, the kid who's in Rebbe's class is going to say, Rabba and Rabba. And is anybody else arguing? I know. Oh, yes, there is a doctor.
Hey, everybody's doing it later.
Right.
So this is, they were earlier.
The way I understand it, again, I can only say what I understand, is that in Bubba it was Rabba and Rabba. Later on, they heard that there was Machlokes Rabbi Shua ben Rabbi Yechon in Eretz Yisrael. Again, I might be wrong.
That was your Yerushalmi?
What?
Talmud Yerushalmi? Or Yerushalmi?
I don't know if it's in Yerushalmi or not.
Is the Mishnah the same in Yerushalmi as in...
Mishnah is written by Rebbe, yeah. There might be a word here different than there, yes.
They're all using the same, that's the same source. Everything comes from that.
All comes from Mishnah, that's correct. Now, that doesn't mean there are no differences. You will find some differences in Gersa between the Mishnah printed in the Yerushalmi and the Mishnah printed in the Bavli. But you also find some printed in the Mishnah that are different than the Gemara. So, I'm not 100% sure where these different Gersas came from, but they came.
That Rebbe, every time you see Rabba and Rabba's name, they're in the
what's it called? The
price of Diamond and you, how do you think Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua feel?
It's more than that. The Yerushalmi says that when you say Aman the Amar, you see as if he's standing in front of you. Besides that, the Yerushalmi says in Skolem, you should look like the Ilu Bal HaMayim Ra'imid
Lufanov. You're saying even more.
So Rabbi and Rabbi are in this room today. Here.
Yeah.
They're here.
Yes.
And now we're inviting Rabbi and Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. Imagine four Amaroim here. I remember Rav Klefsky and Shir used to wake up a bach and used to say, the Reb Chaim is here. He's in the room. How dare you sleep? Reb Chaim is here. Gil Baal HaShmu Ha'imad Lofanov. Reb Chaim is here. Reb Chaim is here. You go to sleep? Reb Chaim is here. Rabbi and Rabbi here. We're now inviting Reb Yechon Reb Shulman Levi to come in. The book did Rabbi Yechon Reb Shulman. Yes, 100%. Just informing us. We didn't. Talk it down, but the Gemara is going to prove it. But the Gemara is going to prove it. That's the Gemara. This time, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Amar B'Shem B'Kiyin L'Shma. We have a proof that it's Rabbi Shua Ben Levi that held that way. Why? Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, I see Gittel Lekamah, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. This happened in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba brought a get in front of Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. The Yamalai, and he told them, "Tzrichna l'meimah b'vareinechta my light tzrichas." I guess he brought it from Chutz Laaretz. And he asked him, "Shulman Levi, do I have to say b'vareinechta?" Amalai light tzrichas. You don't need it. Now everybody's gonna jump on me, but let's give the Gemara a chance. Light tzrichas. I'm hoping that I was reciting Shem Bekiyin Lishma. It was only in the old times when people didn't know Lishma. Ah, but there's not right in Bekiyin Lishma light. So it's. But he holds the problem as Lishma. We got problems here. But at least he said clearly. Once upon a time it was an issue because of Lishma. Now it's not an issue. Look, Tisayim. Frek the Gemara, the Tisper, Rabbi Isley the Rabba. What happened to Metzuyin Lekaimai? Rabbi agrees that's a problem. V'yoyin, I mean, Hashem Yag, the devil, look a kulay. Even according to Rabbi, right? We said that even after they know Lishma, we require it. So Bechlau, the story is a Shverah story.
Because of Michael,
two questions. Number one, is he holds like Rabbi, you need Mitzvah L'Kai, right? Number two, what happened to Yaxar Dabba Liga Gulai? So you have a great proof. He holds Lishma, but he just created a whole monster of a problem. Zakti Gemara, Ella Reb Shuba, Shimon Baraba, Ina Shachrina Havel Baba. It was two people bringing the get. Reb Shimon Baraba and somebody else. And when there's two people bringing a get, Aiden Mitsuyan Lakaima is not a problem. And Yagzar Dabba Lukakula is not a problem. Because we said by two shluchim, there's no problem, Yagzar Dabba Lukakula. So when the story says Reb Shimon Bar Abba, it means Reb Shimon Bar Abba and somebody else. So why don't we say that? When Reb Shimon brings a get with somebody else, the other person is like not really on the horizon. You know, Reb Shimon Bar Abba brings the get. I mean, the receiver brought the get. Somebody else came along. He took care of the problem between Lekaim and Shem Yav to have a look at Gulai. In the story, we say Rav Shimon Bar Abba brought the get, even though we mean Rav Shimon Bar Abba and somebody else. Zuck the Hailing of Rashi. Because it's straight tray, it's a Milton Lashikha. The Gemara said we don't say Liyakta Dabba Liga Kulay by Beitrei. It's Acher Shalom. That's what he told them. He said Lashikha Tyrus Rishayim. But today they know Lishma. So the Gemara had two problems. Both are solved by having a second Shliach.
And Kukul is not a problem anymore?
Not by two. We said Beit Trei, they didn't make the takana to Kekula. We answered that already.
So two Aiden brought the get?
Two Shluchim.
Right. Two Shluchim, and one of them was a God, and the other one was not. So the one who was not didn't say anything.
Nobody said anything.
But what Mishum Kvoda, what does that mean?
When we say the story.
Otherwise?
No, again. When me and Dr. Harris bring a get, they would say two people brought a get. Right? Okay. Let's pick a good one. When Avraham Leib Steinman brings a get with a balbus, you're not going to say Avraham Leib and the balbus brought the get when you say over the story. You're going to say Avraham Leib brought the get. Why aren't you saying the other guy brought the get? But when you talk about Avraham Leib Steinman, you don't bring anybody else into the story. It's necessary for the story, but when you say over the story, you don't say that part.
In other words, because we're two Aiden, or two Shluchim, they would have never had to say before Nainechta.
Before, after Shalomdu.
After Shalomdu. But because they didn't mention...
It's just when we recount the story, since one of them was a Reshiva, and Halacha, he better be there. It's just when you say the story... That's a detail you're going to leave out because the awe of the fact that Reb Shimon Bar Abba brought the
guy. Is he asking the plural sense or is he only asking the singular?
I lost your tender thought.
He asked him if he needs to say, I
am not
going
to. No.
He asked
the we? No, well, only one would have to say it.
For
Lishma.
You don't think it's on the internet stuff.
You don't have to. His words were, do we have to say, Tzrichin Loimar, does one have to say, in third person, B'chanei Nechtam. He didn't say, do I have to say, he didn't say, do we have to say. He said, does one have to say? He answered him, no, because Lashon is not a concern, because they learned already. So the Gemara says, but there are two other concerns. The answer to that is, there was another person. When we said the story over, we left that detail out, which is an important detail. But when people say over a story, they get in awe of the big person who came, and they forget that detail.
If the answer had been yes, then they would have introduced it
to
the second person right away.
No, they wouldn't. We don't know. Then it wouldn't have been necessary. Then we don't have to know about it.
We don't have a riot yet, which one says which.
Yes, we do. Which Reb Shimon Levi said, in the Dairus Rishayim, you would have had to say it because of Lishma. He told them, Amro B'Dairus Rishayim She'ein Biki in Lishma. He said it clearly. You know, it's not like we had to go out of our way to prove it. He said it. The proof remained at any point in this Gemara. Our only problem was, what did it make a difference in Halacha?
Also agreed that there's a requirement. Just like
Rabbah. All the answers we gave in Rabbah have to work in Reb Shimon Ben Levi. Not Myra. You can't argue these prices that we brought. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, I see Gitim Amdina Sayyam, but Tishma Lord Yosina, Vina Migasina, the Lava Ruya Tistayim Kosti. We're not trying to question the Tisayim. The Shabbat this time, Reb Shimon Ben Levi, Rabbah Shimon Ben Levi. We have a beautiful raya that he's the one that said Ambikin Lishma. Elohaki Baruch. But Tizvah, how do you understand the halacha, the Amr Yechidi Havah, that you're saying he was one aid? But Rabbi Islay the Rabbi, Amin and Lakaimai. Havi Badei, Amin and Lal, Bay Trade, Mighty Gitim, Muslim Shicha. Fine. We move on to the next phase of this sugya a little bit. Again, we're still not finished with Rabbi and Rabbi. They'll be around for a while in the room, Rabbi and Rabbi. We now have Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, and now we bring other people into the room. Zakhtin Gemar Vaiter. How many people have to be there when you bring the Shliach said, Befana Nechtam? How many people have to be there? Now, I did see the following, not in the Gemara. I saw it in one of the Mepharshim. It's interesting to me that the Gemara never talked about this. But when the concern is only lishma, I'll tell you why the Gemara didn't talk about it. When the concern is only lishma, you don't need a complete bezin. There's no reason to have a bezin as a shame bezin. All you need is that he says it in a bunch of front of people, and he's believed to say it was lishma. And we believe him because of the fact that he knows he's going to have to talk in front of a bunch of people. What?
Yeah.
However, if it's Kiyum Shtaris needs a real bezin. You can't do Kiyum Shtaris in front of three regular people. You need a bezin. So that would be a difference. But since Rabbah is the Rabbah, so anyway, you're going to need a bezin for Kiyum Shtaris. Right?
Why?
Rabbah holds a Rabbah. So whatever you need for Kiyum Shtaris, you're going to need for the whole thing. So that's why it doesn't end up being, again, we'll see in a minute, but that's why it doesn't end up being a difference. The bottom line is this is a question that's bothering Avram Cohn for the whole week, is who has to be those people that are there at the time of the transfer to get? We had two, three, which is the Gemara right now. Who are these two or three people? Can there be anybody off the street?
Like at Arsene Darm, you pick three people.
Exactly. Can there be three people like that? Or do you need a bezin?
Establish.
So I don't know. Whatever you would need for Kiyum Shtaris, that's what you would need here. Kiyum Shtaris, you need an established bezin. I don't think you can be Mekayim Shtar in front of three yassels.
They weren't Mekul because of Iguna?
And Kiyum Shtaris needs a bezin. They were Mekul that we trust the Shliach. They didn't Mekul that you don't need the same kind of a bezin, necessarily. Again.
Really, we should need it, but because
we couldn't. No, really, we should need two Adams. That's what the Gemara said. Because that acts as Kiyum Shtaris. Instead of needing two Adams to validate it, we trust the Shliach to validate it.
Or you could say that
it's again, why is it Potter from Kiyum Shtaris? He works as Kiyum Shtaris. That's what the Gemara said. Because of Iguna, we let him say that it's a validated get. That it's a valid get. So let's see. No, I shouldn't have said this. I should have waited for the Gemara, but I was trying to preempt Rabbi Cohn's discussion. It might. But they come in nice law. How many people have to be there when he says b'fanei nechtam and gives the get? Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Chanina, charama b'fnei shnayim, charama b'fnei shlosha. One says two people have to be there, and one person says three people have to be there. We don't know who. This is a machlokes Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Chanina. One says two people have to be there, and one person says three people have to be there. First of all, you need two people there for Eidim Asira. Even if you learn like Rameh Eidim Chasim and Karsi, a lot of Rishadim say you still need two Eidim. Every Davish of Erev needs two Eidim. Just like you need Eidim by transfer of Kedushin, you need Eidim by the transfer of Get. That's for sure two Eidim have to watch when you give over to God. So they're going to be there, two people. But you need somebody, because the whole reason we believe the Shliach was because he has to say it in front of two or three people. And that Bezim and Aleph, and that Gimelim and Aleph, and that Bezim, we asked, why are we trusting the Shliach? He's 1-8. It's a Davish of Erev. And we answered that we trust the Shliach because he knows what he has to do. It makes him feel much more careful. That's what we answered in Avgimelim and Aleph. In Avgimelim and Aleph, we asked, how can we trust 1-8? It's a Davish of Erev. We answered, it's an exception to the rule. Based on the fact that he's going to hand it over in front of two or three people. And we never talked why two and why three. This is the sugya here. Why two? Why three?
When they send it by plane or by Federal Express to the Rav, it's him to die.
No, it's not like two.
So he has to do it in front of two? It's never Shabbat.
Again, let's stop. Rabbi so-and-so makes a get in Cleveland. It's going to be mailed to Tallahassee, Florida.
We already did the Tuatim in
Cleveland. They wrote the get. Tuatim signed it. Then a person is appointed as the shliach to deliver the get to Tallahassee. And in front of three people, says, Befanei Nechta.
And he goes to
Okay. So now, Bezen in Cleveland appoints somebody in Tallahassee to be the shliach. That shliach does not have to say Befanei Nechta. He has to say shliach Bezen, I mean. The Bezen in Cleveland appointed me as a shliach. Meaning, when, right, let's say I was on Bezen a few times, right? The person said Befanei Nechta. Then Rabbi Groomer said, we're appointing somebody in Tallahassee, Florida, to be the shliach for us. So we signed this thing saying, we, the Bezen, appoint so-and-so to be the shliach leilacha. We heard Befanei Nechta, and we now appoint a new shliach as a shliach Bezen. The get is FedExed to Tallahassee, Florida. The rabbi in Tallahassee has to make sure he got the right get. That's the purpose of the simanim. Now he knows he got the right get. He gives it to the shliach, who is appointed by the Bezen in Cleveland, who now goes to the lady in front of two witnesses.
So there are two witnesses there.
You need a witness by the Mesiris HaGet, to Davish HaMerim.
Okay.
In fact, I think you need a Bezen there too, I think, so you can say shliach Bezen on him. Even that, I think he has to say in front of Bezen. I think, because I remember correctly, I was once at that Bezen also. The Bezen B'Shas Kavod, the Shliach, sat in front of us, handed it to the woman in front of two women. The husband was in New York, the lady was here. They're usually not. Theoretically, they could be, but I think they're usually not. It just, I think, just to make sure that everything is... We try to do things with the least controversy possible. So even things that are probably halakhically okay, we go to the other to make sure that it's just like way beyond. Like by Kedushin Edus, we are so machmer any kind of relative that might be considered a relative. Even though in halakha these things are kosher. But we just go to, we just don't want to play around. What? Tarsus time can be relative. A Tarsus time is another problem, but that's besides the point. You can't be a 13-year-old. Because we don't know he's a glutton.
So when it says here the 2 and 3, it's not specifying the type of people they are, correct?
That's why I'm trying to preempt your question.
How?
Like saying that if you need Kiyam Staris, Kiyam Staris needs a Bezen. So you would need people of a Bezen. No, I didn't say that. We'll talk about that in the Gemara, whether you need three or two. But you would need somebody that wears a sign saying, I am a member of the Bezen of Akron, Ohio.
Talking about their scholarship.
Their, right, if you want to call it that, yes.
For
example. No, don't give examples. So don't. So don't.
He would be not a jeweler. I would be feared to lie in front of him more than the judge in Tallahassee.
Again, we don't need an official Bezen. We call people that are. Is that, honestly, don't know what kind of Bezen you need by Kiyam Staris. I don't know. I don't know the answer to your question. That's the honest truth. No, we don't need an official Bezen. Rabbi Gruber called people like me and somebody else to be the Bezen. I don't know. I'm not a member of any Bezen of any kind. Everybody should have a wonderful